Public Media News. This is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Monday, November 10th. Coming up, American agriculture depends on foreign workers. President Trump's immigration clampdown is shrinking a farm workforce that was already too small, and farm groups are sounding the alarm. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. You may need a little extra time for the drive into work this morning. The National Weather Service has issued a winter weather advisory in effect until 9 a.m. for Champaign, Edgar, and Vermilion counties. Meteorologists are expecting total snow accumulations of 2 to 3 inches. Further north, Ford and Iroquois counties are under a winter weather advisory until noon, where the snow could be deeper. IPM meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says the conditions will be worse in our northern regions.
A winter weather advisory is in effect for Champaign County and surrounding portions of east central Illinois until 9 o'clock on Monday morning. An intense band of lake effect snow delivered a quick coating of snow and blustery winds to the region overnight, with some areas seeing an inch or two of accumulation. Strong northwest winds gusting to 40 miles per hour, along with continued falling and blowing snow, will create dangerous travel conditions through the morning, especially in rural areas. Conditions will improve on Monday afternoon as snow and gusty winds begin to fade, with warmer temperatures returning to central Illinois through the rest of the week. For Illinois Public Media News, I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard.
We have links to National Weather Service forecast maps and local videos at ipmnewsroom.org. And you can check out some highway conditions according to the Illinois Department of Transportation at gettingaroundillinois.com. Rentoul City Schools will have a one-hour delayed start today. Morning pre-K is canceled. All other schools and their bus routes will start 1 hour late. Afternoon pre-K is open and will start at regular time. Local retailers are concerned as the Trump administration has said they can't give discounts to SNAP recipients while food aid is in limbo due to the government shutdown. Jacqueline Evers is the executive director of the Land Connection, which runs some Champaign-Urbana farmers markets and helps others take SNAP. She says local businesses want to help out.
There's a lot of fear, especially among farmers markets. We are authorized retailers, and so there is a fear that, you know, of course, we are concerned about what that means for us, what we're able to do to provide food assistance philanthropically through our organization.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture says offering discounts to SNAP recipients is preferential treatment, which it says is prohibited by a longstanding SNAP equal treatment rule. Evers says the rule was meant to prevent discrimination against those getting food aid. The Land Connections is providing private aid so SNAP families can still buy fresh food during the shutdown. It was a busy weekend at State Farm Center as the Fighting Illini men's and women's basketball team hosted their second games of the season. IPM sports reporter Jonathan Matthew has more.
Number 17-ranked Illinois' men's basketball team improved to 2-0 after beating Florida Gulf Coast University 113-70 on Friday. Senior guard Kylan Boswell dominated the game with 31 points and 10 rebounds. Zvonimir Ivicic took care of things on the defensive side of the ball with 7 blocks. The men will take the court and face their first-ranked opponent of the season on Tuesday against number 10-ranked Texas Tech. As for the women, they beat Illinois State University 75-65 on Sunday afternoon and improved to a 2-0 overall record as well. Sophomore forward Barry Wallace and junior Gretchen Dolan combined for 40 points to help lead Illinois past the Redbirds. The Fighting Illini women's basketball team will travel to Oregon and take on Oregon State this Friday at 8 p.m. I'm Jonathan Matthew, IPM News.
Still to come, American agriculture depends on foreign workers. President Trump's immigration clampdown is shrinking a farm workforce that was already too small, and farm groups are sounding the alarm. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for snow this morning, otherwise partly cloudy and windy with snow flurries in areas of blowing snow and a high of 36 degrees, with a northwest wind 15 to 25 miles per hour, gusting to 40 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 20 degrees, west wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 46 degrees, southwest wind 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, clear skies with a low of 35 degrees, a west wind 5 to 15 miles per hour, and for Wednesday, sunny with a high of 57 degrees, with a northwest wind 5 to 15 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st Show, Illinois U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth on the government shutdown, the Trump administration, and her advice for responding to ongoing federal immigration enforcement.
Number one, be peaceful. Number two, record everything. These ICE agents are out of control.
I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on the 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Farmers can't hire enough workers. With President Trump's immigration crackdown, the ag workforce has shrunk by at least 155,000 people this year. Ag labor prices are surging, and the crisis is driving some farmers out of business. But Harvest Public Media's Frank Morris reports some in the ag industry say this could be the moment for changes, allowing more foreigners to work legally on American farms.
U.S. farmers grow everything from apples to zucchini with enormous amounts of grain, meat, and other stuff we consume thrown in. It's a very diverse industry with one common problem.
Labor is my biggest challenge. Every year it seems to become more and more of a headache.
That's Brandon Batten. He grows tobacco, corn, and soybeans south of Raleigh, North Carolina. 1,000 miles away near Ripon, Wisconsin, organic farmer Tracy Vins has the same problem. She says native-born Americans don't want to work that hard.
People in our community around us, let me say, just do not want to farm. We get an applicant here or there, and they come out in loafers and khaki pants and think, oh my gosh, you mean I'm going to get dirty?
So producing food in America depends on workers from overseas. About 70% of U.S. farm workers were born elsewhere. More than 40% of them are in the country illegally, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. So if President Trump carried through with his campaign promise to deport all undocumented immigrants, it would paralyze the food system. ICE raids hobbled produce farms and a meatpacking plant in Omaha this spring. Trump's crackdown turned up the heat on a decades-old problem and sparked a new advocacy group, Grow It Here. Batten and Vins were speaking on a Grow It Here webinar. The organization's spokesperson, Christy Boswell, was a White House labor advisor in the first Trump administration.
I think the time is now, and it needs to be now, because farmers have reached a crisis point. We have farms that are going out of business. We have food prices at an all-time high.
Boswell and many farmers want to make it easier to hire people from abroad. They want the H-2A visa system streamlined and open to more workers. It's already tripled in size in the last decade, but Boswell says it's a pain for employers.
The challenge with the H-2A program is that it is incredibly bureaucratic. Four agencies touch every single application. It is also very expensive.
With housing and transportation, which have to be covered, the expense for employers can run upwards of $30 an hour. And farmers hate all the paperwork. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins says the administration is lowering H-2A wage rates and simplifying the application process.
We're doing everything we can right now within statute to make it better, easier, more efficient, and cheaper for our producers to use that program.
This is a turnabout for Rollins, who just this summer said the Trump administration wanted a 100% American workforce. She said Americans on Medicaid could replace foreign workers. So Nick Lavendowski, head of the Kansas Farmers Union, says not all farmers trust the White House on this issue.
Well, you know, the president says one thing when it comes to this, and the Secretary of Agriculture says another. So it makes me think that the left hand doesn't know what the right hand's doing. That's concerning.
Congress is another wild card. Matt Teagarden, chief executive of the Kansas Livestock Association, says it would take legislation to really fix the system. Immigration hardliners have blocked that for decades. But Teagarden says that Trump's immigration clampdown may put them at ease.
I think that border security is really key and will allow some members of Congress who previously would not be part of the discussion about a more comprehensive solution that we've needed for 30 years or I don't know how long, way too long.
There are a number of bills circulating on Capitol Hill that would allow in more foreign workers and ease the labor crisis in agriculture. Teagarden says Washington may finally be coming to the realization that the U.S. will either import workers or import food. I'm Frank Morris, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Reginald Hardwick, Andrew Pritchard, Emily Hayes, Jonathan Matthew, and Frank Morris. Music by the Kilbourn Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.